immune system protects us from all sorts of diseases, but it can also turn against us when it comes to an autoimmune condition like arthritis or type 1 diabetes or multiple sclerosis. This has prompted biomedical scientists to explore ways of harnessing and modifying the immune system to prevent it attacking us. Today on the Health Report, Dr. Norman Swan and a panel of experts, including QMIR Berghofer Senior Scientist Mark Smith, discuss some of these latest developments in immune science.
When cells become cancerous, it always starts at a single cell level. So if you can get rid of that cell in the first instance, the cancer will never develop. So when we think about what's evolved in terms of our understanding of cancer and the immune system is that the current theory is that there are three phases. You have what we call elimination, as I've just described, where nothing ever eventuates. Your immune system acts effectively, removes those dangerous cells. We have a phase called equilibrium, where cells start to avoid those all sorts of different controls on them, intrinsic controls, but also immune system controls.
So and they're starting to behave like bacteria do to resist the immune system.
And cancers are genomic, what we call genomically unstable. So their chromosomes are very unsettled. They can mutate very quickly. So they start to develop resistance, if you like, to the immune system. The immune system at the same time is trying to get rid of that. And there's a selection process that goes on. Not surprisingly, sometimes that long battle, and that can actually go on, we've shown it in experimental animals, it goes on for the length of an experimental animal's life. In humans, this could be happening in people for decades, potentially. Mm. Nothing eventuates, but then you get what we call escape, where the tumour essentially develops a strategy where it can overcome the immune system, a clone of that particular tumour, and it grows out, and that's what we see in the clinic. So when someone comes to the doctor and they've got a lump or some sort of issue with one of their organs and we find a mass, that's actually a pretty late stage of events, really. The immune system has had a history with that cancer, perhaps for many years. As I said, the cancers have these escape mechanisms. Now, these escape mechanisms are also points at which we can intervene and perhaps get the immune system to deal with these escape mechanisms. And so one of the mechanisms, for example, is that the T cells that go in there, they have molecules on their surface called checkpoints. They're like brakes. And they're essentially molecules on there to stop T cells from rampantly going around your body and destroying your normal tissue. So that's there for a good reason. That's to stop you having autoimmune reaction. But the cancer kind of hijacks that process and uses that particular checkpoint on those T cells and interferes with that process. What we've understood is that if we put in an antibody then that actually blocks that interaction, it's like a double negative. You essentially activate, you take the brakes off and you activate those T cells. So those T cells that were rendered inert by the cancer are sort of reactivated and revigorated. And that's where the breakthrough has come in the last few years, that understanding of how the immune system works in that regard and applying technology to develop agents that interfere at that level. We're talking about the first approval of one of those agents was in 2011.
And a Nobel Prize last year.
Nobel Prize last year for the inventors of, well, discoverers of the checkpoint process, really. And, you know, therapies that are being rolled out in multiple cancers now. And a reality check, we're not curing everybody, but we're prolonging the life of a large number of patients in some particular cancers like melanoma or skin cancer, making a tremendous difference. But the interesting thing about the immune system is that it's agnostic to the cancer type. Immune cell can go in and destroy all different kinds of cancers. So traditionally, therapy has been applied in the sense directly against the cancer cells. Chemotherapy, radiotherapy, surgery, which is still the most effective type of therapy. That's all designed to get rid of the cancer intrinsically, whereas the immune therapies are designed to work on your normal immune system, the normal host, if you like, and make those cells attack, liberate those cells to attack.
That's Mark Smith from QIMR Berghofer speaking there to Dr. Norman Swan. And you can hear more on the Health Report this afternoon at 5:30.